Our next case is 22nd Century Technologies versus the United States and FiberTech, 2022-12-75. Mr. English, when you're ready.
Good morning. May it please the Court. This Court should reverse the Claims Court's judgment for three reasons. First, the Claims Court failed to recognize the distinction between size and bid protest that this Court drew in Harmonia Holdings, and that allowed FASA to intrude into the size protest process where it doesn't have a role. Second, even without that distinction, this was not a protest in connection with the issuance of the task order, so FASA doesn't apply. And then third and finally,
because it was a termination rather than something involving the issuance of the order?
I would say because it's a size protest, Your Honor, and FASA adopted the Competition and Contracting Act's definition of protest, which has four prongs. It's a solicitation, cancellation of a solicitation, an award or proposed award, or the termination of a contract if the termination is premised on improprieties in the original award. But in Harmonia, this Court grappled with a similar situation. I believe that you were on that panel, Judge Lurie, and the Court said that there's a difference between a size protest and a bid protest. And a size protest...
See, I have a problem with that. If we were talking about the issuance of a task order, and let's say the issuance of the order were pursuant to a contract that had a size requirement in it, and they made a size determination, and in the initial award disqualified somebody because that entity wasn't a small business. That seems to me that it would be an action with respect to size in connection with the issuance of an order, but that this may be different because it's a termination rather than the initial issuance of the order, which may be a different kettle of fish.
And we've got two claims, two counts, Your Honor. The first was for judicial review of the OHA size determination. And the second was as relates to the termination of our contract based on the OHA size determination going against us. And back to the issuance issue. The Court last spoke on FASA in its SRA decision, I believe in 2014.
But how could it be that if it actually involved the issuance of the task order, whether the task order was properly issued, in the first place, that a size determination in connection with that wouldn't be in connection with the issuance of a task order? Your argument is it's not a protest, but it seems to me to be a little thin.
Well, Your Honor, I think, I would refer the Court to the SRA decision where it seemed to cite with approval Judge Sweeney's discussion about that very issue in global computing. The Court cited two particular pages of that 110-page opinion. It was page 410 and page 412. And we see there Judge Sweeney going through a very textual analysis, and one of the things she decided on page 412 is what issuance means, the act of issuing and putting forth and publishing. And so the size determination that we challenged, recall we were the original awardee, so we didn't challenge anything about the issuance of the task order. What we challenged was the area office's size determination as it relates to us, and we challenged it to the Office of Hearings and Appeals and then asked for judicial review.
Is there a judicial review statute that applies to OHA decisions?
There's a judicial review regulation, Your Honor, not a statute that I'm aware of.
Don't you have to have a statute to get into court? I mean, we're talking about the United States and waivers of sovereign immunity.
Well, excuse me.
A government agency can't create jurisdiction, can they?
Certainly not. The Tucker Act.
So you're not relying on something outside the Tucker Act?
No, Your Honor.
So there's no independent authority to review an OHA decision. It has to fall within the Tucker Act.
That's absolutely right, Your Honor.
It would be within the Administrative Procedure Act, but of course the Court of Federal Claims doesn't have that jurisdiction.
Right. So the jurisdiction that we see comes from Tucker. In the Palladian Partners case, this Court decided, held, that review of an OHA decision falls within the fourth or last prong of the Tucker Act, depending on how you count them. But importantly, the Court also said, in both Palladian and in Harmonia Holdings, that 13 CFR 121.1101 gives any party that participates in the OHA proceedings the right to seek judicial review under the
Tucker Act. But to the extent that there's no waiver of sovereign immunity, that regulation's ineffective, right?
I think that's right, but I think the waiver
is... So we're talking about the waiver in the Tucker Act.
Certainly, that's
and
the only way.
The only way you're getting in, I take it, is an alleged violation of the statute or regulation in connection with the procurement or proposed procurement.
That's right.
So what proposed procurement gives you jurisdiction here?
It would be this procurement as it relates to the RS3 IDIQ and this particular task order that was awarded to 22nd Century. That's the procurement.
So it's the task order.
It is in connection
with the task order.
With the task order, certainly. We agree.
Doesn't FASA bar that if it's in connection with the task order?
Because the question is whether it's in connection with the issuance of the task order, number one, and number two, whether it's a protest. And
Let's just assume. So are you saying that this has nothing to do with the issuance of a task order, neither the issuance of the task order to you or the issuance of the task order to your competitor?
Certainly.
You're not asking the Court of Federal Claims to review either of those actions.
That's right. Not the
issue. So what action are you asking them to review that gives you a Tucker Act book?
The determination by OHA.
No. You have to ask, what procurement action are you asking that the Court of Federal Claims review that gives you an anchor for Tucker Act jurisdiction? Is it the termination of your task order?
I think it's the termination, potentially, but it is the...
No. Is it the termination, or is it the issuance? I mean, I don't understand what other procurement actions are at issue here. There's the overall blanket contract award. You're way out of time to protest that, and
sure.
I take it you're not doing that.
That's right.
So there's the issuance of the task order to you. You say you're not protesting
That's
that.
Right.
There's the issuance of the task order to your competitor. You're not protesting that.
That's right, Your Honor.
So what's left except the termination?
It is the termination, but the termination is predicated on the OHA size determination that we ask.
Are terminations reviewable under 1491b2? I think terminations are contract actions, aren't there?
A claim for termination would be. But what we've specifically asked, Your Honor.
So if you're challenging the termination, didn't you have to ask for a contracting officer's final decision and then go under 1491A?
If we were challenging the actual termination.
So you're not challenging the termination. You're not challenging the issuance to you. You're not challenging the issuance to your competitor. What procurement action then gives rise to 1491A2 jurisdiction?
Sure. The task order procurement that was the RS3 procurement is the procurement that is in connection with this claim. Under Palladian Partners and Distributed Solutions, the court has interpreted its jurisdiction to review an OHA size determination as long as it's in connection with the proposed procurement.
But that's it, in connection with the proposed procurement that the Court of Federal Claims has jurisdiction to review, right? Palladium, there was a procurement at issue that wasn't barred by FASA. What procurement at issue here does the Court of Federal Claims have jurisdiction to review that's not barred by FASA?
Well, the court couldn't insert itself into the actual issuance of the task order. That's why we haven't challenged either the issuance to FiberTech. But the procurement itself that this OHA decision arises in connection with.
What procurement are you talking about?
The original procurement was the award of
You're
the task order.
You're not talking about the award of the task order.
Right. That is the procurement.
The issuance of the task order.
Not the issuance, Your Honor. The award of the task order. This task order award is a procurement, as the court defined it in Distributed Solutions. It's very broadly
defined. What's the difference between issuance of a task order to somebody and award of a task order to somebody?
Well, I'm talking about the procurement itself. And I would note that in Global Computing, the court determined that the phrase in connection with, as FASA states it, is not as broad as it is in the Tucker Act. And so
can I just back up? Because I think there's some confusion to me about what you're arguing. But do you agree that if you were actually trying to challenge the termination, you would have had to go through the CDA?
If I wanted to make a claim for the termination, yes, Your Honor.
So the procurement action you're basing this on is not the termination of your task order.
Right.
Okay.
Right. What we are saying is...
Are you suggesting that there's a difference between seeking monetary compensation for the termination, which would have to go through the CDA, and seeking to set aside the termination?
Well, what we asked for in our original claim was just to enjoin the termination. We did not know at the time it had been terminated.
Would a request to enjoin the termination come within the CDA?
I don't think so, Your Honor. I think only a monetary claim for money would come within the CDA because this Court's determined that under
the... Is a termination a procurement or a proposed procurement?
I don't think so, Your Honor.
So the termination is not what you're basing your claim on here?
No.
Is there any authority for the Court of Federal Claims to enjoin terminations?
Certainly, under the Tucker Act, the Court has jurisdiction to afford whatever relief it deems just and proper. I can't cite you a case where there's been...
Not aware of any case where the... Because terminations come under the CDA, usually.
If we made a claim, certainly.
Are you aware of cases under 1491A2 where somebody's got a termination of a contract enjoined?
Not that I can cite, Your Honor. But, again, our claim, as we see it, is simply asking for the review of an OHA determination in connection with this procurement. And I agree it was a task order procurement, but the question is, does FASA then leak over into the size protest process? Because if FASA means what it says, and GAO would have exclusive jurisdiction over all task order protests, and if FASA applies to size protests, that means GAO has to have jurisdiction over task order size protests.
Why?
Because that's what the statute says.
No, the statute doesn't say anything about GAO having jurisdiction over size protests. You said there's no statute that explicitly says there's review of size protest.
There's not, Your Honor. But if
you're assuming there has to be judicial review. But there's only judicial review if there's a statute waiving sovereign immunity. Maybe it's the APA. Why? You know, did you think about that?
No, Your Honor. We've not made a claim under the APA. Because this is in connection with a procurement, and I think that the Tucker Act...
But the procurement is the task order.
It is the task order, Your Honor. So I think our only forum was the Court of Claims, and this Court will decide if the Court had jurisdiction. With the Court's permission, I'll reserve the rest of my time for rebuttal.
We will save it for you. Is it Ms. Cartet, or do I see another name here?
May it please the Court.
Ms. Cartet?
Cote. Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the Court. The trial court correctly...
So suppose they had made a claim under the CDA in connection with the termination. Would that claim be barred by FASA?
No, Your Honor. But they didn't perfect a claim for purposes of the CDA.
Okay, so there's a difference between the termination and issuance of a task order. So the question then becomes, would the Court of Federal Claims have any jurisdiction to enjoin the termination, which would not be something that would come under the CDA, would it?
No, Your Honor. They would challenge, or they would file their claim with the contracting officer.
That wasn't a very good question.
I'm sorry.
Let me try again. If they sought to enjoin a task order, that would not be a claim under the CDA, correct?
No, Your Honor.
It would not be?
No, Your Honor.
I'm sorry, you're agreeing with me it would not be?
No, I do not believe that it would be, Your Honor.
Yeah.
And I also do not believe that any court would be able to exercise jurisdiction over such a claim, even under the APA.
Okay, so why is that so? Why would there not be jurisdiction in the Court of Federal Claims to consider enjoining a termination?
Because FASA bans protests that are in connection with the task order.
Well, except that you just agreed that if they made a termination claim under the CDA, that wouldn't be barred by FASA.
But that's not what this case is.
Well, I understand, but that does seem to suggest that terminations are not covered by FASA.
Correct, Your Honor. So we're talking about termination, or we're talking about protests that are made in connection with the issuance, which is the award, Your Honor, or the proposed issuance of a task order. In this case falls squarely within the scope of the FASA ban. It falls within the scope of the FASA ban because, one, a size protest was made challenging 22nd Century's eligibility for the award that was issued to it. A determination was made by the SBA regarding the original size protest. 22nd Century participated in that intra-agency litigation. 22nd Century did not prevail and appealed to OHA. OHA made a determination regarding the size protests that were made by the SBA area office. The SBA's adjudication of the size issue pertained.
I think you're right that size protests are not necessarily outside of FAFSA. I think the distinction somehow between a size protest and a bid protest doesn't work, and that if this size protest had arisen within the context of the issuance of a task order, it would be barred by FAFSA. I think you're right about that. But you've agreed that FAFSA doesn't apply to termination. So the question is, what do we do here, since this termination claim seeking an injunction is not within the CDA? And so my question is, if in fact FAFSA doesn't apply to terminations, why is it that the Court of Federal Claims doesn't have jurisdiction to enjoin a termination that was improper?
Below, well, in the complaint, 22nd Century certainly sought to enjoin the agency from having done something that the agency had already done. There was nothing to enjoin by the time the complaint was made, actually filed in the court. 22nd Century abandoned any claims regarding the termination of the task order that was awarded to it. There was no issue left for the Court of Federal Claims to determine with respect to the termination of that task order award. 22nd Century made it very clear below that it was not filing a claim under the CDA, which it could not, Your Honor, because it had not submitted a claim to the contracting officer even when the contracting officer requested. So that's a non-issue. The injunction is, or the request to enjoin is a non-issue because the act they were seeking to enjoin had already occurred. Third, Your Honor, 22nd Century stated clearly and unequivocally that they were not challenging the award to FiberTech that was made at or around the time that they filed their complaint. So, what we're left with here is...
So what you're saying to us is that on the termination theory, on the theory that that's outside of FAFSA, to obtain the broad suit to enjoin the termination of that aspect of the case, it's already moot.
Yes, it is moot, Your Honor. And so what we're left with, or what the complaint states...
Does the Court of Federal Claims have equitable jurisdiction generally to enjoin contract actions?
I don't know the answer to that, Your Honor, but the answer that I would give standing here is no. The Court of Federal Claims is equitable.
The CDA governs contract actions and
Correct. Requires
a process that you seek a decision in the contracting officer and then, if unfavorable, file suit in the Court of Federal Claims.
Correct.
But only for monetary claims.
Correct. However, 22nd Century did not file a claim with the contracting officer.
Well, I guess that's what we're asking is, for a non-monetary claim for equitable relief, do you think the Tucker Act provides jurisdiction?
Not unless it's related to or in conjunction with monetary relief. And
where it falls under B1, which is bid protests.
Correct. And they're not seeking, well, they were seeking bid proposal costs in connection with OHA's determination. However, OHA's determination can't be heard by the trial court if it's not in connection with a procurement. The task order, as counsel stated earlier, is the procurement that's being challenged. And FASA explicitly bars protests of task orders in the Court of Federal Claims, as well as the GAO, unless, of course, it falls within certain exceptions. Exceptions that simply do not apply here, Your Honors. So, either the challenge here is to an agency determination that is in connection with a procurement, ordinarily encompassed by the court's jurisdiction under the Tucker Act, or it is not. If it's a challenge to an agency determination, which we all know that it is, regarding a procurement, the procurement here is a task order, and Congress has explicitly stated that the court lacks jurisdiction to hear those claims. And there is a good reason. Congress, in its legislative history, has specifically stated that it wanted to reduce the number of protests filed that are clogging up the court system. So, whether it's the OHA-sized determination or the Army's determination that was made in reliance upon OHA's determination, they're both agency determinations made in connection with the issuance of a task order.
Okay, but just to be clear, if this were a CDA claim for monetary relief or an improper termination, improper termination being based on improper size determination, that would go forward under the CDA. FASA would not bar that claim.
It would be a challenge to the termination for convenience of the contract.
Not barred by FASA.
I would say no, it's not, Your Honor, but honestly, it's not an issue that I've researched for purposes of this argument.
Well, what happens in regular contract administration of task orders? If somebody gets awarded a task order and then they perform, deficiently and get terminated, you're not saying FASA bars review of that.
No, because it's not in connection
with. Or if they file a request for an equitable adjustment, it's all just governed by the CDA.
Right. And that's what I would say.
So potentially, if they wanted review of the termination decision, they could have challenged it via the CDA.
Correct.
But not the A2 portion of the Tucker Act, which is the bid protest statute.
That's correct. And they explicitly stated, this was an issue that was raised initially below, Your Honors. Both FiberTech and the United States believed that this was a thinly veiled CDA case. But 22nd Century argued this is not a CDA case. They are not making a CDA claim. They did not file a claim with the contracting officer, in which case it would have been premature to bring this case in any event. But the bottom line here is it's not a CDA case. So whatever may happen in the future with respect to the termination of the task order awarded to 22nd Century, that is not an issue for this court, just as it was not an issue raised in the complaint for the trial court. The sole issue before this court is whether or not the trial court correctly dismissed this complaint as being barred pursuant to FASA. And the answer to that question, Your Honors, is an unresounding yes. The trial court correctly dismissed this action.
So I guess this is a question, a case of first impression, as to whether the Court of Federal Claims has jurisdiction to enjoin a termination of a task order or to set aside a termination of a task order. Would that be a fair statement?
It would have been a case of first impression had that claim not been waived.
Which claim did they waive?
They waived the Army's. The sole issue before this court now is the size determination that was made by OHA. The appeal made by the 22nd Century in this case does not challenge the Army's determination to terminate the award awarded to it, the task order awarded to it, and subsequently terminated. They do not challenge that. They did not make an argument to this court that the trial court made an erroneous decision or failed to do something with respect to enjoining the Army. They waived that argument before the trial court. It is a non-issue here. It might have been an issue of first impression, but because they waived the argument below and certainly didn't make it in their papers before this court, it is a non-issue. If there are no further questions, Your Honors, we respectfully request that the court affirm the trial court's dismissal of this case. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cote. Mr. English has 3 minutes or so rebuttal time.
Thank you, Your Honors. And again, may it please the court. I want to pick up on this issue of waiver. Fibertech was the only party that raised this issue about CDA claims down below. And Judge Firestone didn't reach that issue in her decision. So what we briefed on appeal was the issue that Judge Firestone reached was simply that that FASA barred OHA size appeals to the Federal Claims Court. And so we haven't waived that.
But isn't the government right that you waived a challenge to the termination? Because that's not the relief that you sought. It was just to set aside the size of the termination.
Well, we sought both, Your Honor. We sought the injunction, as I mentioned earlier, to prevent the termination. I think if we were going to seek a remedy
for... Did you
file
that before the termination?
I think the Army's position is they terminated when they sent us a letter, and we filed the claim at Court of Claims 2 days later, I think it was.
Okay, so it couldn't have been to enjoin the termination because it had happened already. It would have to be seeking relief to set aside the termination, equitable relief. But
right.
I don't see that that's what we're seeking on appeal.
Well, on appeal, we've addressed the only issue that Judge Firestone reached, which was simply that FASA barred this claim. And our count two that related to the termination was based on the government's reliance on the OHA appeal. And so she didn't reach that issue in her decision.
But it seems to me as though your appeal is based on the notion that you can separate out the size determination and consider that as the sole issue that's being challenged. That's the way your appeal brief reads.
I think that's right. And our count two was based on...
Well, the problem with that is the Court of Federal Claims doesn't have independent authority to review size determinations. I mean, the precedent that allows them to review it allows them to review it in connection with proposed procurements under A2.
That's right.
Yeah.
Palladium Park.
Right. So you have to identify a proposed procurement. You can't just say, oh, the Court of Federal Claims can review size protests. So you have to identify the proposed procurement, which I'm still at a loss to what proposed procurement you're saying gives you jurisdiction. And if it's a task order, then you have to explain why FASA doesn't bar it.
Because there's a difference between being in connection with a procurement and being in connection with the issuance of a task order. So the question is, and this was one that Judge Sweeney addressed in detail in that Global Computers case.
So you don't think that what you're challenging is a size determination in connection with the issuance?
Not with the issuance.
So you're challenging a size determination in connection with what?
With a procurement.
What procurement?
The RS3 task order award. This task order that we've been talking about in this case, that is the procurement.
So you think that there's some room between FASA's issuance or proposed issuance of the task order and a task order itself?
Yes, Your Honor, I do. And I think the cases support that.
Isn't the difference would be if it's not the proposed issuance or issuance of a task order, that it's contract interpretation post-issuance, which has to be challenged through the CDA?
I don't think so. May I answer the question, Your Honor? I've run out of time. I don't think so, Your Honor.
Where is it? It's either a proposed issuance or an issuance of a task order, which is the procurement phase. Once it's issued, it's the contract phase. Where do you fall in that?
I think that the answer
you don't
want to
be in the first part,
sure,
and you've not perfected in a way to challenge contract administration.
I think that would be a claim. I think contract administration would be a claim for which the court had no jurisdiction. The difference, as we see it, is again back to those cases, and they're not binding on this court for sure. The global computing case that addressed the definition of in connection with for FASA being less broad than it was, as this court determined it, in distributed solutions, and the issuance, what does the issuance mean? And this is a separate corollary to the procurement process. This is part of the administrative challenge to an offer or size that we don't think is in connection with the issuance of the task order. My time's expired. If the court has no more questions, thank you very much.
Thank you, counsel. The case is submitted, and that concludes today's arguments.